DELTA, which stands for Distance Education and Learning Technology Applications. And what we basically do is all, let's say, technical departments at the International Training Center of the ILO give them methodological and technological support to innovate their learning and to innovate their training. And on the technological point of view, we have been developing a lot of things on blended learning, on integrating new learning technologies into the potential offer that we have. And what we have not done yet was actually experiment or implement something with mobile learning. So we were already investigating in recent years what was going to be possible to do, especially after seeing a lot of reports written by, I mentioned just two of them, the UN Foundation in collaboration with the Vodafone Foundation, launched actually a series of best practice cases in the use of mobile phone in developing countries. However, we found that that was really with a focus on specific areas, mainly in health and agriculture. It was also very much focused on the dissemination of information and the sharing of data and information. What we missed in that was a good example of what you can do with it in the context of learning and training. And that's where we identified one training project that we have here at the center in collaboration with the ILO, and it's called the MyCoop, which is the My Cooperative. It's a training package about management of agricultural cooperatives for cooperative managers and trainers. And at this time, we're actually upgrading that material from a content point of view, but also from a methodological point of view. It's becoming a face-to-face workshop delivery mode. We also develop distance learning around it, and we thought, well, what would be the added value if we also add a mobile learning component on top of it? Because the potential target audience, especially in the African region, which we also target, mobile devices, something which is widely used there, and we saw what can we do with it. So that is basically a little bit the context of the entire project.